Chapter 22, Conked Out by a Coconut. After we ate, Scribblehopper lay beneath a palm tree. "I think I ate too many bananas," he chuckled. He rubbed his tummy and let out a noisy burp. I plumped down beside him. "At last, quiet, relaxing spot," I said with a sigh. "No spiders, no werewolves, no witches." I closed my eyes, feeling content. What could go wrong here? Well, I guess I could get too much sun, I mused. Or I could get too much sand, or I could get hit on the head with a coconut. Just then, a coconut hit me on the head. I fainted. 2 seconds later, I came to. Scribblehopper was splashing cold water on my snout. I'm awake, I sputtered. The frog snickered. "Fair night, you are so foolish. Why don't you put on your helmet?" he croaked. I groaned. This night thing was starting to get on my nerves. "I don't have a helmet because I'm not a knight," I squeaked. Scribblehopper wasn't listening. He was staring at a seashell. There was a map of the Kingdom of the Mermaids drawn on the shell. Now, where did that come from? "Follow me to the bottom of the sea. Good night," the frog said. "It's as easy as hopping." I chewed my whiskers. I wasn't much of a hopper. As a mouse, I preferred to scamper. The frog led me to a coral staircase rising up just above the waves. Then he started hopping down the steps. The sea. Around 3 billion years ago, life was born from the sea. Its continuous moving waters are a symbol of birth and rebirth. However, the sea also has a dark side. It is terrifying when its waters are agitated by storms, and legends tell of monsters that emerge from its deepest depths. The Kingdom of the Mermaids. Color, orange. Gem, topaz. Metal, silver. Musical note, D. Queen, Her Marine Majesty Aquafin, Empress of the Great Blue, Queen of the Golden Sea, Princess of the Silver Fins, Lady of the Mermaids, Governor of the Grand Flippers, and the Ruler of the World Under the Waves. Royal Palace, Coral Castle. Guardian of the Kingdom, the Sea Serpent. Currency of the Kingdom, pearls. Spoken language, Sirenese. History of its inhabitants. In Greek mythology, the Sirens were daughters of the river god Achelous, who had the torso of a man and the legs of a bull. They fascinated sailors with their songs, luring them to the rocks and causing shipwreck. In the Odyssey, a poem by Homer, written in the 8th century BCE, the cunning hero Odysseus heard their song. And as a precautionary measure, he had his friends fill their ears with wax, and they tied him to his ship's mast so he could enjoy their song. The Kingdom of the Mermaids. Coral staircase, blackbeard ship, drowned man whirlpool, giant Medusa, black shark, Neptune's pit, giant squid pit, grand bubble, algae forest, abyss of the white whales, colossal crab of the great blue, pink pearl peak, coral castle, sea serpent, moray eel's den, island of the sea lions, lizard lagoon.